Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world transform. So does the world transform. We, each and every single one of us, holds the key to worldwide transformation, starting in our own self, in our own lives. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 77. Success is feeling, knowing, and acting simultaneously. Success is feeling, knowing, and acting simultaneously. Success is a very misunderstood word. Maybe you have, like myself, have been caught up in this web of confusion about success a time or two in your life. So many times, people think it's simply about achieving wealth or fame or something of that sort. To succeed is something, to accomplish something. It is about having favorable results. Favorable results, meaning positive. And yet, you may ask yourself, favorable for whom? Because we trust it's for you. And sometimes we get so caught up in our head about what is good enough, we forget about what's in God's plan for us. And there lies the confusion. We get our hopes and aspirations on maybe, perhaps, something that was never intended for us in the first place. Something we get caught up with from outside of ourselves. An external stimulus that makes us want to have whatever this is. You know, we get exposed to so much, we just call it propaganda, although people rarely use that word today, for all the things we're exposed to, the marketing, the images, the words, the fancy advertising. It's all propaganda. When it's about your doing something for someone else's gain, not necessarily following what's truly in your highest and best good, a sense of knowing from the inside out. Following your soul's desire, not your mental head, ego, personality's manipulation. So coming back to success. Success is simply having favorable results. And we're told today, success is this feeling, knowing, and acting simultaneously. So just by the definition we are given, this is not an external knowing. You see something, I have to have that. It's a knowingness from the inside out, this absolute deep feeling, that kind of knowingness. And then having the inner strength to act on the knowingness instantaneously. Not eventually, not when you think it's the right time. You see, that's all mental. This is that knowingness that catapults you from the inside out. This is when you know you're aligned with inner guidance. For whatever it is that you're to have that's outside of you. To do that's outside of you. Let me give you everyday practical examples. I'll start with me. Two things that I can remember when I saw today's message that came to mind. One is selling my father's house. The realtor came to me almost right away, within weeks of my dad's passing, saying, You know, you really should put the house on the market. It's a good time. And it was all about her getting the sale. And I said, you know, I thank you very much. You will be the realtor when it is the time to sell. I don't know the time yet. She must have been floored. I welcomed her into my house. I said, I promise I'll call you. And I was at the airport getting ready to take a trip. And I got this feeling inside, this absolute knowingness when the right time was. I called her right there, waiting for my plane, and I let her know that, asked her if she can meet me at my house on a certain date to review the contract, because I knew, and I told her the date it was going to go on sale. The date I felt inside it was to go on sale. And so we did all that when I came back town. And the house sold within, well, actually, I received, the buyer showed up, the contract was signed within 10 days. But truth be told, it happened within 5 days. The buyer turned out to be a realtor. He had signed his own contract, came to the house with his own contract, and it was signed 5 days before. So it was following that inner guidance about right timing, knowing. Yes, I knew it was to be for sale, but it was about knowing the right timing and not being anxious about it. Following the feeling inside. There was another time that I was taking a trip to Kansas City to do, a friend was hosting me to do workshops and talks. And for she wasn't able to put me up. She had a little small place. And so I was to find a hotel. And it seemed like all the hotels were busy that weekend. They were having a big, it's a football town, and they were having a big football, I guess, challenge going on, big game going on. And it seemed like all the hotel rooms were filled. And I remember searching online, and I found a few hotels. I made the phone calls earlier, like that week. And it was just totally booked. And yet, I felt it was perfectly fine. I went to the airport not having a room, a hotel room yet, but I knew it'd be okay. It's like, I can't explain how I knew it'd be okay. I knew it'd be okay. I'm the only person who likes to dot my I's and cross my T's, but I knew it would be okay. I'm following the feeling. I had this wonderful conversation with a person on the phone before I left, and she said, if we're able to get you a room, you know, she worked out an opportunity for me to get this hotel room at a really good price, even though normally there would be no good price because it was a football game weekend and everything was at, you know, top price because they could get that. There wasn't a, as they say, a room available in the house. I'm at the airport and I get this feel, again at the airport, I get this feeling, call that same hotel which was booked the last time I spoke to them. And I call, and they said, I said, do you have a room available? It's like this knowingness inside that I knew there was a room available. And I'm acting instantly. There's not a moment to spare. But I'm not acting with urgency as in emergency. I'm acting with urgency because the time is now. So I'm totally at peace about it. In fact, I'm standing in line having this conversation ready to board the airplane. And she says, actually, we do. We just had a cancellation. We have a room available. And then she quotes me her top dollar. And I said, you know, what about this rate? I called a few days ago. May I have this rate? She said, oh, yes, you can have that rate. Are you already a member? I said, no. She said, well, good, let's make you a member. So she made me a member. I'm still standing in line. They're calling, you know, the different seats by rows. Mine has not been called yet, but it's momentarily going to be called. We're working out all the details. By the time they call my row, it's all worked out. I have a room in Kansas City for my destination, and I'm able to board the plane. Do not miss a beat. This is true success, dear ones. It's not all the hard thinking, working it out, being anxious over it. This is following the inner guidance. When you know that you know that you know, and you act from this place with complete confidence, not cockiness, a confidence in the feeling, that knowingness, and that peace. You feel you're acting from peace versus anxiety. That's a big clue. This is having favorable results, following your soul self, your inner guidance that knows and sees all. And you're at peace. This is true success. I know we're raised, we're taught to slave over it, plan every moment, work out every detail. I know. And I know how often it feels funny to not be doing that and yet be successful. It's following that inner guidance. Following that inner guidance. And when you're ready and you act on it simultaneously, things just have a way of falling into place. They were always meant to. It's the timing. Let me share an example from someone else, a friend from long ago, a world-renowned athlete, one of the fastest men in the world running track. His coaches had always told him how great he was, but he never really got it until one moment when he felt it. He felt it. I remember asking him when I was interviewing him on a radio show once how he came to be who he was. And he simply said he felt it. He knew it. At some moment inside, as he was there in position to take off on this next event, he felt it. He knew that he knew that he knew. At that instant, he became the award-winning athlete who everyone else saw, but he did not get. At that moment, when he felt it, and I share with you, dear ones, if he had acted on what they said without the knowingness inside, without the feeling it inside, it's very likely he never would have excelled to be, when he ran the Olympics, the second fastest man running in the world. A gold-winning Olympian, Leroy Burrell. It's only when he knew it, he felt it, and he acted from that place and continued to act from that place. Success is feeling, knowing, and acting simultaneously. So if you find yourself forcing something, trying to make it so, to be true, it's time to really back off. Consider a different approach. If this is meant to be, it will be. So you do your homework, so to speak. You give it your best shot. If you must, you do your planning. And then you step away and go on with your life, doing whatever you'd be doing normally, knowing it is done. And when the moment is right, and this is what you are to do, you'll have this knowingness, this deep feeling, this awareness. It's like the lights go on inside, your eyes pop open. You'll feel it. You'll feel, oh, it's now. Perhaps you'll hear a message. In my case, it's oftentimes a feeling, although sometimes it's a hearing. And then the key, dear one, is that you have to meet God halfway. God has given you the signal that you did not create. God gave you the signal. Now, your job is acting. Acting as soon as you get the signal, as soon as you recognize the signal. I say simultaneously, and yet it may not be. It's when we become aware of the signal. As soon as you're aware, it is time to act. Act with an urgency that the time is right. Not as emergency, urgency. Get the distinction. With peace in your heart, this knowingness that stems from peace, confidence that you and God are in direct communion, and the time is now. This is a success. This is spiritual success. This is this inner knowing success. This is following a higher plan. This is letting go the have-tos and shoulds and needs and being one with your higher voice inside. This is the path of true success. I know there's something on some level that you have been forcing or concerned about. It is time to recognize you're doing your best. You've done all you can. Now it's time to step back. Be at peace. Know it is done, or something better will show up. And when the time is right, because you are at peace, you will get the signal. You will have that knowingness. You will hear the direction. And then, dear one, it's time to act. Act with a full and loving, confident heart. Be at peace. Know it is done. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in. Breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. And when you're ready, come inside. Focus on the center of your being. Focus on your heart. Feel the peace within. see the light within. There may be more than one color. Focus on the brightest light in your inner cosmos. Breathing into this light. Feeling this light as if it's coming closer and closer, getting larger and larger. Allow yourself to be one with this light of your soul. Feeling the light, the love, the peace, as if Mother, Father, Son, Mother, Father, God, the sun and the moon have come out just for you inside your infinite cosmos, bathing you with the most brilliant light. Feel the warmth inside. Peace inside. Harmony inside. Wholeness inside. As this light pulsates through every cell and atom of your being, the energy of divine love, feeding every fiber of your being. Feel divine love traveling from your heart to your toes, pure light essence, from your heart to your fingertips. Feel the love from your heart to your head. See the light. Feel the peace radiating through your entire being now. Seeing and feeling yourself as the most brilliant star. Feel love pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. You are a radiating center of love. From this place, dear one, whatever it is that has brought you any concern, worry, hesitation, even curiosity, something you've been seeking or feel you desire, simply feel it now. See it inside your heart. Picture it complete, whole, resolved, happy. Already done. Feel that is already done. And all is well. And now, simply, feel inside, it is done, thank you God, and let it go. Success is yours. It is that or something better. Feel the peace, the harmony, the prosperity now. Oneness with divine love. Oneness with God's will. Now, dear one, it's time to come back and live your everyday life from this place, this knowingness, this peace, this harmony, this prosperity. So as we began, we breathe. Feeling love pulsating through you, seeing and feeling this light radiating to and through you, breathing long, deep, gentle breaths from your heart self. Breathing into your heart, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands, into your hands, you squeeze them ever so gently, breathing into your feet as you squeeze them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, unity, and oneness. Follow what is your soul's desire. Act on your knowingness inside. Success is feeling, knowing, and acting simultaneously. It is done under grace. All is well. Thank you, God. Om.